ब्रह्मादय सुलगना मुनयोथो सिद्ध्या सत्तैक तान गतयो बचसांग प्रवाहई नाराधितंग पुरगनै रदनापि पिप्रु किंतोष्टुम अर्हति समे हरि रुग्र जात। दिस इज ए प्रेयर by Prahlad Maharaj. You know the history of Prahlad Maharaj. He was devotee from childhood. When he was only 5 years old, He was devotee from the womb of his mother. His mother was under the shelter of, when her husband was defeated and he was exiled from his kingdom by the demigods. So he left his kingdom, wife and children, and was exiled in that condition of exile. He made severe penances, austerities, to gain over the demigods, and he was empowered by Lord Brahma that he would not be killed indirectly. This story you know. In our Los Angeles temple, they have made very nice puppet show, and people are appreciating very much. Even they are selling ticket at the rate of $1.50, still people are coming. Last Sunday I was present and they distributed pamphlets, and more than 100 people came, and they participated with the kirtan very nicely. They heard the lecture, and the function was for 2 hours. Still, they kept very busy themselves in eating prasadam, in seeing the puppet show and the cinema, Avrata Jatra, and so many things. It was very successful, and they collected about more than $150. So things are to be organized. People are actually hankering after this Krishna consciousness movement, because it is the natural function of the living entity. It is not artificial. The vivid example are yourselves. Your contact with me is at most for the last 2 years. But still, you are taking very serious interest in this Krishna consciousness movement. Why? Because it is the fundamental necessity. Anandamaya Vyasat, every living entity is by nature joyful, spiritually. And because he is materially covered, his joyfulness is hampered. That is the real position. Fever is condition. One becomes sick, attacked with fever, his joyfulness goes away. He becomes sick. Similarly, our natural position is joy, anandamaya bhava. Krishna is joyful. I am part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore, I must be also joyful. That is natural. If my father is black, then I am also black. If my mother is black, I am also black. So, our father, the Supreme Father, Krishna, is joyful. Don't you see Krishna's attitude? Anywhere you see, Krishna is joyful. He is not engaged in some industrial work or in some heavy machine making. He is simply playing on his flute, isn't he? And Radharani is there. That is joyful nature. Anandamaya vyasa. Ananda chinimaya rasa pratibhavitabhi stabhi jaiva nijirupataya kalabhi. Golokaiva nivasatya khilatma bhuto govindamadi purusam tamang bhajami. The Brahma Sanghita says that he is eternal form is ananda chinmaya rasa. Rasa means taste, mellow. So we are also seeking some rasa in everything, a juice. Oh, when you taste any fruit or anywhere, you are seeking after some juice. Oh, everyone. So there is another juice which is ananda chinmaya, which is spiritual and simply blissful. That is Krishna's form. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavi tabhi. And then there is expansion of ananda chinmaya. That spiritual bliss expands. That expansion is ourself. He has expanded. We are that expansion, living entities. And ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavitavi stavi. The gopis. Gopis are also expansion. The cowherd's boy, they are expansion. Everything, Krishna has expanded himself. Eka bahushyama. One, I am one. The Supreme Lord says, I am one, I shall expand. So he has expanded by his energy, by his part and parcel, and everywhere the same quality is there. But there are proportions. Just like when there is fire, there is bursting out of sparks. Some of the sparks are very big, some of the sparks are small, some are very small. In this way, there are proportions. Similarly, all living entities, all energy, they are all expansion of Krishna. The material energy, the spiritual energy, the marginal energy, they're all expansion, just like sunlight, expansion of the sun. And in the sunlight, it is very easy to understand, in the sunlight there are so many planets, and each and every planet have varieties of production, mountains, seas, ocean, and trees. Trees, there are varieties of trees, animals, each and every planet. So nothing is void or impersonal. Everything is full of varieties, personalities. So, you can understand. And what are these planets? These planets are called Deepa. Deepa means island. Just like this is an island, we are sitting in this Kawa island. Why it is an island? Because all round water. Similarly, all these planets are called also island. Why? Because all round the space water. As this is surrounded by water, the planets are surrounded by space. So, this, if you take the space, ethereal ocean, then it is an island. Every planet is an island. Now, if you go to another island, there also you'll find the same varieties as you find here. Similarly, if you go to other planet, you will find the same varieties as here. Maybe little different climatic, but the quality of variety is the same. There is no reason to believe that there is no life, no variegated. This is all nonsense. If I come from the mainland of America, USA, to this island, I find the same trees or same population and same working. What is the reason to believe that there is no life, there is no vegetable? Why? This is lack of knowledge. Everywhere, the same varieties. I don't know. Where from the varieties are coming? From the sunshine. There is fact, scientific. Because the sunshine is there, so many varieties of planet are coming out, and in the each and every planet there are so many varieties of vegetation, human being, animals, seas, mountain. And similarly, this is explained in the Brahma Sangita. Jasya prabha prabhavatu jagadanna koti. Jasya prabha. These innumerable universes, how they have been possible, how they are existing, that is explained in the Brahma Sangita, on account of Krishna's effulgence. You see Krishna, when Krishna is sitting, he'll find effulgence. That effulgence, it is so full of potencies, same way as the sunlight, sunshine is so full of potencies, they are producing so many planets, varieties, similar. You can understand how much Krishna's effulgence, that shining from his body, is potential. So that is stated in the Brahma Sangita. Coming out, universes, and within the universes there are planets, within the planet there are so many varieties, and within the varieties there are so many differentiation. So this is all expansion. Try to understand how Krishna, because we have got very limited knowledge. Atavatmannate jagat. There is the same, the Dr. Frog. Dr. Frog is calculating in his own way, and he is puzzled how there can be an Atlantic Ocean or Pacific Ocean, because he has never experienced, he has no idea. He is thinking these 3 feet water expansion, that is very big water. So our folly is that we are trying to study Krishna or God by our own standard, frog standard. We do not know how great Krishna is, how his potency is great, how he is manufacturing, how he is Because we think, if we have to manufacture something, I require some tools, I require some energy, I require some ingredients, I have to collect it, then I can make. Therefore, we are surprised how Krishna can make, how God can create this universe. Where is that instrument? Where is that ingredient? They cannot. They're thinking in that way, that I require instrument. Krishna requires the hammer and the saw to manufacture this cosmic manifestation. I am thinking in that. Therefore, I cannot believe that how the cause of this cosmic manifestation can be a person, they are thinking, impersonal. Impersonal bigness, they think it is very important. But actually, it has no value. Background is person. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that Brahmana ahang pratistha, the impersonal Brahma, I am the cause, I am the source of impersonal Brahma. So these things cannot be understood by ordinary brain. It requires a different brain. And that brain is created by devotional service. These finer tissues, just like those who are dull materialists, their brain is congested with so much rubbish thing. They cannot understand that it is through the bodily effulgence of the Lord, the potential manifestation is this cosmic manifestation. They will think that, like Dr. Frog, that if it is created by God, where he got so much ingredient, so much instrument that he created. Yes. But God's creation is not like that. Automatically the effulgence is coming, just like the sun from the sun disk. Automatically the heat is profusely distributed and everything is taking place out of its own. The sun god and the sun, the predominating deity in the sun planet, he does not come out to manufacture another planet. He's there. You can understand from this material example how things are being created through the sunlight, how the plants are growing due to sunlight. If there is no sunlight, you see all plants will die. That is your experience. And because the sunlight is there, the plant is growing, they're becoming green, they're becoming red, they're becoming flavored. The all interaction of these five elements, what are earth, fire, heat, and ether, you see. So where from the sunlight comes? From the sun. Where from the sun comes? From the Brahma Jyoti, Brahma. Where from the Brahma Jyoti comes? It is from Krishna. Try to understand how Krishna is the absolute truth or the original source of everything. Matta sarvam pravartate. Aham sarvasya prabhava. I am the origin, I am the source of all creation, Bhagavad Gita says. And from me everything is coming. Sarva. Sarva means whatever you can think, everything is coming from. If you think there, for the time being, about the sun, what is the sun? The sun is also coming from him. Sarvam. Sarvam means including everything. Sarvam ahang sarvasya prabhava. He is the origin of Brahma. Generally we think Brahma has created. Brahma is also created by him. He is also, Lord Shiva is also created by him. Because from Brahma, Rudra is stated to be the son of Brahma. So Brahma is the son, or born out of the lotus flower from the abdomen of Vishnu. Vishnu is expansion of Krishna. In this way, Krishna is the origin of everything. That is a fact. That is the verdict of all Vedic literature. Jasmin vijñāte sarvamidam vijñātam bhavanti. If you can understand the origin person, Krishna, then everything will come to your knowledge. Everything will be understood, how everything is existing, how they are appearing, how they are disappearing, how they are existing, everything will be known. So, Prahlad Maharaj, he was very much tortured by his father because he was a devotee. That is the function of the non-devotees, to tease the devotees. That is not a very new thing. That is old, even the father. So when he was too much teased, then Lord appeared in Nishanga Murti to kill the demon, and he was very much angry. Ibne Nevar's child, if he is tortured by his father, he will be angry. Then why you are torturing this little child? And what to speak of Krishna, and especially his devotee? Prahlad Maharaj was being tortured. Krishna appeared as Lord Vidha because people tortured these Anirani animals. Sadaya ridaya dar sita pasu ghatam. We pray in that Kesavadhita Buddha Sarira. The meaning is that he appeared as Lord Buddha being compassionate on the animals who are being tortured by the human being. Of course, there is law to punish them. But sometimes the Lord becomes very much tortured himself when his sons have maybe animals, they are tortured. Otherwise, how he is father of everyone? So, the torturing business of the demons is going on. As soon as the demons find somebody little weak, they will torture. Weak in their way. A devotee is not weak. But they think that these devotees, they are weak. They cannot do any materialistic work. They cannot build skyscrapers, they cannot build a subtle machine. So they have taken to Krishna consciousness. They are chanting Hare Krishna. So they think like that. But actually, they know, the devotees know, what is this value of this materialistic advancement. People are not happy, actually. Now, so far materialistic happiness is concerned, your country, America, is number one. You are all qualified boys and girls, I see, but still, if we calculate impartially, what is the advantage? The advantage is hand to mouth. You earn in the morning and eat in the evening, finished. Such qualified wise, that I take, for example, Gaur Sundar. He is thoughtful, he is educated, he knows and so many things, artists, But for livelihood, he has to go early in the morning and come late in the evening. So what is the result? This is the way of materialistic life. Life means that they should not work. Working hard, very hard working, that is the animal's business. The animal should be engaged to work hard for feeding. Whole day, just like the cow is standing here. Sometime eating this, sometime eating that, sometime eating that. What is the business? Only business to fill up the belly, that's all. But after all qualification, if one has to do the same thing, just to fill up the belly, working 12 hours, 14 hours, then what is the civilization? Has the civilization given the opportunity that, oh, you have no hour to work, you simply sit down, have the all comforts? You can say some of the rich men, they are enjoying like that, but they are enjoying at the cost of others. They have made such machinery that hundreds of men will work for them and they will sit down and enjoy. What is that enjoyment? Man and wine, that's all. Therefore, a section of people revolting, communists. So, this materialistic way of life is not human life. It is less than animal life. Animal also does not work so hard. You see? The people are engaged. Wherever you go, very big highways, what is called freeways. Four lines of motor car running this way and four lines of motor car running this way at the speed of 70 miles, and everyone is busy. And they take it as a very good civilization. And if you shortcut your hard labor, sit down and discuss what is the absolute truth? What is the philosophy of life? They're nonsense. And if you walk day and night, a hard labor, and to get that energy, inject some medicine or some tranquilizer and this. You see? This is the going on. So actually, this is not life. This is cats and dogs life. That is the verdict of Srimad Bhagavatam. Nayang deha deha bhajang niloke kastan kaman arati vidbhujang ji. This life, human form of life, is not meant for working so hard, just like animals. Then, this kind of engagement is for the dogs and hogs. The hogs also, they walk the whole day and night and have some sex pleasure, they are happy. So is that like simply working day and night hard and enjoy some sex pleasure? Somewhere or other, and we are thinking happy. No, this is not life. Life is to utilize the energy for perpetual happiness. They do not know that there is some perpetual happiness. There is perpetual life. They're so ignorant. Therefore they are trying, whatever happiness can be had here, just enjoy. But there is, you are eternal. You are blissful. Simply you are covered by this material energy. So the demons, they do not know it, and if somebody tries for it, they do not take it very nicely, exactly, just like Prahlad Maharaj. His philosophy was to finish all anxieties of life. His father asked him, finest thing you have learned, my dear boy? Can you say? Yes. What is that? No. These people are working hard and full of anxieties on account of their materialistic way of life. Therefore, I think to give up all this nonsense and go to the forest and surrender to Krishna. The father saw, what nonsense this child is learning. Taktya atmaghatam grihanda kupam bunangato jad harimasaya tat sadhamanne suravajya dihina sada samud vigna asad graha sada samud vigna asad dhyam asad graha. My dear father, he directly addressed his father, my dear father, the best of the demons. He addressed his father, the best of the demons. If I address you, best of the dogs, is that a very nice thing? But if you think, oh, Swamiji addresses best, but best of what? Best of the dogs. Similarly, he addressed his father, my dear, best of the demons, Suravarja. This very word means Asura. Asura means demon. And Barya means the best. He did not like to address his father as father. He knew that what nonsense this father is. He is a demon. Sir, a preacher, Prahlad Maharaj was not, against his father. Otherwise he would not have prayed to Lord Nrisinga, my dear Lord, kindly forgive my father. Let's see. Because he had raised his father as best of the demons, that does not mean he had no love for his father. Simply by flattering, if I ultimately do some harm unto you, then what is the meaning of that flattery? Here the father and son in the material world, they are addressing very nicely. But the father is sending the son to the hell, and the son is also sending the father to the hell by materialistic activities. Her father is teaching, eat, drink, be merry and enjoy, eat meat and drink and associate with as many girls, and this is enjoyment. That means indirectly he is sending his son to the hell. You see? There is no love. Actually, this is no love. If I help you in the matter of for your ruination, that is not love. So Prahlad Maharaj did not flatter his father. This should be the attitude of devotee. They should straightly speak everything, truth. Oh. Prahlad Maharaj was asked by his father, oh, how you are so bold, you are a child, you are bold, you are talking before me so boldly. Where do you get such strength before me? Immediately, my dear father, from the same source where from you have got your strength and you are so proud of your kingdom and material acquisition, I also got this with the same source. But you are revolted. I am not revolted. But the source is the same. You cannot be so powerful without Krishna. Even the demons, the only difference is the demons want it like that. So Krishna is not like you take this demonic power. That's all. But it is out of causeless mercy of Krishna. Even the demons are so proud. But they have taken their mercy from Krishna to go to hell. And the devotees take the mercy of Krishna to render him loving service. That is the difference between the demons and the devotees. Everyone achieves whatever facilities he has got in his life, it is all from Krishna. Without Krishna, nobody can have anything, either demonic or devotional. The difference is that the demons, they do not know what to ask from Krishna. The devotees know what to ask from Krishna. That is the difference. Suppose if you go to a king and he says, the king gives you open order that whatever you like, you can ask from me, I shall give you. And if you ask from the king, my dear king, please give me a plate of ashes. Is that very intelligent? The king is asking whatever you want to ask from me, I shall give you. And if somebody asks from him, give me a plate of ashes. Is that very nice? So that intelligence the demons, they haven't got. They are asking from God give me this, give me riches, give me power, give me material name, fame, all these things give me. I don't want anything. The Krishna is giving them. So this demonic behavior was ended by Krishna when it was too much intolerable for the Lord. The demons are given all the chances, all right, whatever you like, you do. When the demonic power becomes too much, excessive, at that time, paritranaya sadhunam vinasaya cha duskritam, for protecting the devotees and for killing the demons, Krishna says, yuge yuge sambhavami, I come down and appear on this earth in many millenniums. So that Nrisimhadev has appeared to give protection to Prahlad Maharaj and to kill his demon father, and he was very much angry. Now some nonsense people may say, they inquire like this, why God should be angry? You see, why should not he be angry? Where from the anger comes? If God is the source of everything, then where from this anger comes? It comes from God. How you can deny it? Why God should not be angry? If Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhava, matta sarvam pravartat. I am the source of everything. So anger is not within the categories of everything. Why God should not be angry? He must be angry. But he is angry on the non-devotee, not in his devotee. On the demons he is angry. The anger has got some utilization. Not that I should not be angry. I should use my anger on some particular occasion. It is not that I cut off anger. That is to become impotent is not good. But you have got full potency, but you can have sex life when it is required. To become impotent is not required. You should be fully potent, but not misuse it. That is required. Similarly, there is no misuse by God or his devotee. Otherwise, there is no question of that the devotee or God should not be angry. But they know how to use it. That is the difference. As God knows where to use anger, similarly devotees should also know where to use anger. Or I'm not angry. You can beat me with shoes, I'm not angry. That is not devotional. You see? But the thing is, a devotee is not angry on his personal account. Just like God also does not become angry on his personal account. Suppose Hiranyakashipu wants to hurt Krishna, what he can do to Krishna? So what is the cause of anger? He was angry not that Hiranyakashipu was a demon or non-devotee. He was angry because that demon was teasing the devotee. For his personal account, he cannot be angry. What anyone can harm Krishna? He's so powerful. Suppose a small ant comes and bites me. So, is that the cause of my anger? No. What is that? That is nothing. Similarly, what Hiranyakashipu can do so that the Lord should be angry. But then why then he was angry? He was angry for his devotee. Similarly, we also, if we are devotee, we shall be angry when God is insulted. When devotee is insulted, we should be very much angry. But if somebody insults me, I don't be angry. All right, he insults, I tolerate. But when you speak against God, when you say that I am God, I shall beat you with shoes. I shall be so much angry. You see? That should be the attitude of the devotee also. As God is angry for his devotee, similarly, our anger should be also utilized for God. Just try to understand. It is not that we shall not be angry. Yes, we shall be angry. But in suitable place, where God is insulted, when the rascal is claiming that he is God and deceiving others, you must be very much angry. You rascal, what you are doing? Somebody may say, oh, you are devotee, why you have become so angry? Now, why not? Here is the question of God and his devotee. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us that you become tolerant than the trees and humble than the grass. But when Jagai Madhai insulted Lord Nityananda, he immediately became so angry, bring my chakra, I shall kill this person. Did he become a tolerant like the tree? Oh, Lord Nityananda is insulted, let me become tolerant. Now, try to understand, is it? We should not be impotent. Arjuna, he was declined to fight. Not that he was important, he could not fight. He was a great warrior. But he was refusing, what for this personal interest is to give. But when he saw that Krishna wants this, he showed his potency. So to become a devotee is not to become important, but everything has proper use. Just like if we are lusty, that lust should be utilized for Krishna. I'm lusty to accumulate money. Yes, you bring money, but utilize it for Krishna. We don't say that you should not be lusty. If you have got capacity to earn money as much as you can, but utilize it for Krishna. If I am very angry, yes, you remain angry, but utilize it for Krishna. I am very greedy, yes, you become greedy for Krishna. How to become greedy? Oh, I must have good association where Krishna's consciousness is being praised. I must be very greedy. So that greediness is not there. But I am very much greedy. Where is wine? Where is woman? Where is club? Where is the naked dance? I am greedy. Yes. I am not greedy for Krishna consciousness. But that greediness should be turned like that. So, these are the things to be learned by the devotee. We should not be important. We should not be null and void. We should possess everything but for Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness.
And they say something like, I'm God. Some young people our age, they talk like that. Does this mean that we should become angry at them because...
No. First of all, just like there is some gentlemanly behavior, even if you are angry on some person, but you do not show your anger, you talk with him. Similarly, actually, these persons are demons, but sometimes, because we are preacher, we are preaching, if we simply become angry and cannot convince him, that means imperfect preaching. I say, basically you are angry, that's all. I don't agree with them, neither we have business. But because we are preacher, so if I simply become angry, then my preaching work will be stopped. Do you follow? The anger is there. Because we are preacher, we have to, just like politicians, they are angry upon the enemy, but sometimes by diplomatic means they take their war from the enemies, you see. Not that they show the anger always. Similarly, when you go to preaching, first of all try to convince him how you become God. What is your definition of God? You simply ask, what do you mean by God, that you are claiming to be God? If you come under that definition, then you are God. Just like if somebody claims that I am millionaire, I am very rich, a poor man walking on the street with a niggardly dress, if he claims that I am a rich man, would you accept? Then he's crazy. If he's claiming that I am a millionaire, then you have to ask that, where is your sign of being a millionaire? You have no car, you have no good dress, your feature is so ugly. How you are a millionaire? What is the definition of a millionaire? First ask him. Similarly, asking So what do you know about God? What is the definition of God? If your behavior and everything tallies with that definition, then you are God. I will accept. We are God worshipper, then I shall worship you. But first of all, let me know, what do you mean by God? Is it a very difficult job? Let him define what is God. If you say that I am God, then you must know what is God. If you falsely claim God, then how can be God? You don't ask like this. What is your definition of God, that you are claiming God? The same example. If somebody claims that I am a very rich man, but I see that he is a poor man, then shall I not ask, what do you mean by a rich man? Then by his definition he will be defeated. Huh? Ask him, did you ask anybody, what is the definition of God? What do you mean by God? He's a rascal, he does not know what is the definition of God. But he has got some conception that this is God. Then he must explain that I mean by the word God this. Then he will be captured by his definition, by his statement. Just guess what he will explain about God. If you ask him like that. Did you not ask like this?
I asked one person and he said everything.
Then
he said he was everything.
He was everything.
He said he was everything.
He was. How you became? He was not. He's not. Then ask him the next question. He was everything, that's all. Like. Now that you also you have to get, that's all right. He was once God. He was once rich. That's all right. But how he has become poor? He was at some times God, accepted. But how he has become dog instead of God? But God is susceptible to fall down? Then what kind of God is? If God is subjected sometimes to fall down, then he is not all-powerful. Then the cause which has made him fall down, that is powerful. Therefore he is not God. God is all-powerful. So why other power will make him to come down from the position of God? Then that power is powerful, but God is all powerful, therefore he is not God. This is common reason. God cannot be subjected to any other external. Just like that, according to biblical philosophy, God and Satan. God is never under the influence of Satan. Is there any statement in the Bible that God has become under the influence of Satan? Then Satan becomes great. God is not great. Similarly, if by some cause, by satanic cause, one has fallen down from the position of God to the position of dog, then that Satan is greater than God. But God is great. Therefore, he is not God. Gaurasundar, how do you think? This argument?
Yes.
God cannot be under the influence of anything so that he may fall down. That is not God. Because God is all-powerful. Why he should be influenced by any other power? Then what kind of God? Then he is not God. Just try to understand, just how to argue, then you will be able to argue with them. Yes, ask any other question in that connection. I shall try to explain. Sit down. Yes.
Whenever we preach that you can utilize anything and everything in the service of Krishna, that everything belongs to Krishna and therefore we can utilize everything in the service, then the rascals may say, well, if we can use everything in Krishna's service, then why is it that these four things are excluded and they can't be used?
Because Krishna does not want it. I cannot utilize everything and anything for Krishna, which Krishna does not like. Because you are Krishna's servant, so you have to take permission from Krishna. Would you like this? If he says yes, yes, I can use that. If Krishna says yes, I'll eat meat, I shall kill all the animals and give him, offer him. But if Krishna says no, I want fruits, then how can I give him? Everything in against his will. Is that devotion? Krishna says, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Jumi Bhakta Prajacchati. He says that fruits, flowers, vegetables, anyone gives me with devotion, I eat. That we have to do that. Everything, anything does not mean that you will go against the will of Krishna. Does it mean that? If Krishna says, you bring this, never mind. If, even though I do not like it, I shall do it. Just like Krishna said that you fight. Is fighting good? He was a good man, he didn't want to fight. But Krishna said, you fight. See, against his will, he fought. That is everything and everything. From gentleman's point of view, from non-violence point of view, Arjuna was very nice. He was not willing to fight. But Krishna said, you must fight. And therefore everything was engaged. That is everything. With permission of Krishna. Not that he can manufacture anything. It is for Krishna's service. You can offer everything to Krishna under his permission, or his representative's permission, not whimsically. Is that clear? Yes. Because you are Krishna's servant, you have dedicated your life to serve him, how you can offer anything he does not like? Anything and everything does not mean beyond the jurisdiction of his permission. That you cannot do.
Swamiji, any of the rascals could say, if God is everything, why does he reject some things? If God is everything, why does he accept some things and reject other things?
That is God's choice. The same example, there is stool and urine. The cause is your body, that does not mean that you have to eat stool and urine. Just like this hair, my body is the cause, why do you cut the hair and throw it away? Nails, the cause is the body. Nail is coming out from this body, why do you cut and throw it away? So, if even Krishna is the cause of everything, you should accept the what Krishna wants. Not that because he is the cause of everything, everything should be accepted. Come here. Why don't you give her something plain?
I didn't bring something with me. I forgot to bring.
Yes. She must have some engagement.
She likes the Bhagavad Gita. She
really does. Oh. That's why, of course, you are going to preach, you must understand. Discuss everything very nicely. Be convinced on your own argument and philosophy, then you can preach. Don't be in doubts and hazardous way. Whatever question you are putting, just try to understand them very nicely, without any doubt. Is that your question is answered or not? Clear? Your question is clear? And your question? Yes. So learn how to answer. We have got answer for everyone. The major question is that the demons, they want to become God. Let them explain what the demon means by the word God. If he comes under that definition, then we shall accept him, God. But if there is no idea of God, then his claim is false. Just like I am in your country, if I falsely claim I am citizen of America, how can I be accepted? He can be accepted as citizen of America. Because there is a definition of the word citizens of America. So your position comply with that definition, you can be accepted as citizens of America. My position does not comply with that definition, therefore I am not citizen. In this way, all right, I accept you, God, but what is your definition of God? Just ask him to explain. What do they say God means? What does he mean, God? What do they explain? Did you not ask? What do they say?
They say God means everything. And they say God is everywhere.
Huh? Are you everywhere?
God is everywhere.
Now you are on the street. Are you in your home?
Some people say they are there. They say I'm everything.
That's all right. Are you President Johnson? Are you? If you are everything, then why you are abiding by the state laws? You are under the state laws. If you say in the police station, I am everything, you cannot say anything. Will it be accepted? Why we say you are everything? You are crazy. So if you are not crazy, then that is we can talk with you. You are crazy. How you are everything? Prove that you are everything. What is the answer? What should be the answer that he is everything? Simply by claiming? If you simply falsely claim that I am everything of this city, everything belongs to me, will that stabilize him, that he is everything? How you are everything? Prove it. Yes.
I've spoken with men on the street, and they've said, well, if God has created everything and is so dear to everyone,
yes,
why,
dear.
Why then has he caused so much suffering? And I told him that it's because it was our choice. This was our individual choice. But they don't accept that.
That means it's not reasonable. When a man is diseased, that does not mean everyone is diseased. That disease is his choice. Just like Kartikeya is now sick, I am saying that you should not, why you have taken this, why I have taken this. So he has called the disease. Similarly, suffering we call. If that suffering is for all, though why the other man is not suffering? Why you are suffering? That means you are called for the suffering. The same reasoning that if somebody says, oh, the High Court judge is so unkind to me, he has ordered upon me hanging. Is that correct? You have caused your hanging. The High Court judge has simply given the judgment that he should be hanged. He has committed murder, he should be hanged. Therefore, your commitment, you committed murder, that you caused your hanging. Not that High Court judge is your enemy and he is giving you order to be hanged. You are the cause of your hanging. Similarly, God is impartial. He can give the judgment that this man has committed this offense, he should be punished like this. These are common reasons. God is all kind. God is all great. So how he should be so mean-minded that he should give somebody suffering and somebody enjoyment? Is that not mean-mindedness? If I treat differently, I have got so many disciples, if I treat some of my disciples very nicely and some of my disciples badly, is that very good for me? So how God is all kind, how he can be like that? It is my karma, this is law of karma. Curative activities. If you work in a certain way, you get the fruit. If you study very nicely, you become very educated. The university has the facility to give you. But if you say, oh, why God has made me uneducated? Is that reason? The university is open for you. What did you not take the trouble of being educated? You cannot say, why the government has made me uneducated. Government is giving facility to everyone. Come on. And is that argument, why government has made me criminal? You have made yourself criminal. Try to understand. You have to preach. We should not be defeated by any demons. Provided he's not crazy. What is the argument there with the crazy man?
I've seen it happen in that way with Sankirtan on the street. Even myself, my anger sometimes has gone off to we're both in such anger, we're like this with one another, and the whole preaching is off. They're crazy,
yeah.
And I wasted my time.
Yeah, that's all right. But try to your best. Your service is to Krishna. So it is not expected that everyone should be induced by your argument. You cannot expect one day, 2 days, but we have to do our work. She's angry now. Very angry? Angry, that is anger? That's all right?
Yeah.
Now chant Hare Krishna.